Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, JT. The Silver and Black go to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. And this is a big game, not only for the Raiders, who need to step up and win a game here, but for the Cincinnati Bengals that are at 500. And this is a must-win game. And I've been saying that the last couple of weeks on the show when you look at the Raider opponents. We go back to last week in New Orleans. They had to win in Oakland if they wanted to stay in the playoff picture. And the same could be said with the Bengals. This is a must-win game so the AFC wildcard race doesn't get away from them. They're led by quarterback Andy Dalton, and he reminds me a lot of a young Carson Palmer. And his primary receiver is A.J. Green, who has over 900 yards receiving this year, nine consecutive games with a touchdown. If the Raiders let him go deep, he's going to go up and make a big play or two. The Raiders have to make sure they have blanket coverage on Green because he's a great target in the red zone, and once he catches the ball, he is amazing after the catch. In their last week's game, Cincinnati had their running back Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis rush for over 100 yards. And defensively, they are a sound team. They stay in their base package. They blitz when they have to. And they're pretty good this year. They're improved at stopping the run. For the Raiders, this game comes down to Carson Palmer. He returns to where his career started. And believe me, he's got a lot of critics and fans back in Cincinnati that want to boo him, and Carson will be up for the challenge. It seems like every time he shows up lately, he's good for 300-plus yards, and he's going to need to do it again. He's going to have to hook up with Darius Heyward-Bey. And I love the play, as we've been talking about, of Marcel Reese. Get him the ball on several screen passes and let him run the ball. When he picks up speed, he puts his head down and he picks up big yardage. The Raiders in this game have to play big. The last couple of games, they got down early and the games got away from them. It can't happen in Cincinnati to the Bengals this Sunday. They have to start fast. They can't have turnovers early, and they have to come out of halftime in the third quarter ready to play their best football. They have a clear advantage on special teams with Shane Lechler and Sebastian Janikowski. And as Dennis Allen said, even back in Napa at camp, when someone goes down, it's the next man up. There are injuries on this team. You know all about it. But the depth of this team has to show up on the road in Cincinnati. And the Raiders got to get out of there with the win and come back home and get on a roll for the home fans. This is the 2-Minute Drill.
We're playing the Cincinnati Bengals, and we've got to worry about, you know, doing the things that we have to do to have success. We can't worry about any of those outside distractions.
They got a very good quarterback, a very good wide receiver. A.J. Green's one of the up-and-coming wide receivers. I think he's approaching 1,000 yards. So we're really going to have to protect the deep ball.
A.J. Green, I say he's one of the top receivers in the NFL, and they got, you know, Dalton throwing the ball. I say he's one of the best young quarterbacks in the game. So we definitely have a tough test, you know, defense this week.
Andy Dalton, I think, has really improved as he's gotten into the second year of his career. He's gotten a lot better.
I ended up playing with Ben Jarvis last year when I was New England Patriot, and he's still running just as hard as any other back. I think one thing that's always been their identity is just pounding the ball.
Very physical run game. They got a downhill, right at you attitude. And, you know, that's what makes the pass game so lethal because, you know, they like to do boots and double moves off of it. So it'll be real critical for us to just do our jobs in the secondary and up front, you know, eliminating that run.
Defensively, they're very active, very fast. Outstanding front four, which that gets after the quarterback.
An excellent front seven. You know, those guys are really good, play physical. You know, each guy kind of presents another challenge.
Fast defense. They got a lot of talent over there, obviously. I mean, they have seven first-rounders in the back row alone on DB. So they obviously have a lot of talent. They're good defense. They're very fast, and they play well.
On the secondary, they got, you know, a lot of guys who have been, you know, former first-round picks. So it's a lot of talent back there. And us as wide receivers, we just got to go out there and try to make plays. You know, they're a zone team, so you got to pick your pockets.
We're playing against a good team in a good division that has beat good teams.
It's gonna be crazy out there, obviously, with the situation with Carson. That's being anticipated, and we look forward to the challenge and atmosphere.
It's an away game, so, you know, they're gonna be rowdy over there.
You know, they're a well-rounded team. They were a playoff team last year, and there's a reason why they were a playoff team last year.